Time and time again, studies show that hard work is a significant differentiator between those who accumulate wealth and those who simply don't. It's the simplest of ideas in theory, but it poses significant challenges when put into effect, when you have to try it. Hard work starts with you trying. Trying something new. Trying something in a different way. Trying what hasn't been done before. But trying by itself is a frustrating process. Almost any of us will try something at least once, especially with enough peer pressure. But trying by itself isn't really a differentiator. There are a lot of people trying. You have to try harder. That seems to be the next natural progression of our efforts. This means you put in the effort more than one time. You're disciplined enough to keep doing what appears not to work in the hopes that it will result in your future success. Trying harder assumes that you are comfortable with a string of ugly failures along the way. It's an attitude rather than a string of activities. More determination, not simply doing more. And the raw courage of effort at times seems to bring success. Heartwarming stories told in movies like Rudy, Remember the Titans, and Invincible showcase stories about individuals who tried harder than anyone else expected them to. And trying harder enabled them to find success. But trying harder isn't the secret to success. In fact, it's hard to define. It's hard to do. It's confusing and complex. Who are you trying harder than, and how long are you trying harder, and why are you trying harder? Trying harder by itself might just make you a bitter, burned-out business leader. The answer is only slightly different. You have to try, and you have to try hard. That much is true. The secret, then, is to try hard enough. There needs to be a degree of extreme behavior to what you're doing. Trying hard enough means measuring what you're doing. Without that, you won't get the results that you're looking for. Take iron, for example. It's one of the most common elements on the planet. It's found literally everywhere. Because it is so strong and so cheap, it's used to build automobiles, machine tools, the hulls of container ships, and construction elements and machine parts. But as a solid element, iron is almost completely useless. At 220 degrees, water is boiling, but iron is still useless. At 900 degrees, glass will melt, but iron is just hot. Even at 2,799 degrees, iron is still unworkable. But with one more degree of heat, at 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit, iron begins to melt. It becomes moldable, meltable. With enough effort and energy, iron becomes useful. Trying hard enough will make you useful. Just like iron, you're useless until you push far enough. This is Dan Walchman, and we've been having an edgy conversation.